huge amount of work involved, to be fair. Dealer standards are extremely high at this stage, which is probably a good thing, but it does add to a lot of the complications of setting up a new franchise. But yeah, look, we're very lucky. We have joined up with the Peugeot franchise there since late last year, and we're getting a new showroom put together and built in the next couple of weeks for Peugeot. And we've also joined up with Hyundai, and we've a state-of-the-art new showroom, which we hope to open next Monday morning there, the 15th of April. So very exciting times.
Okay, so with the opening of those, is that leading to all of the creation of these 20 new jobs, or are there some kind of ancillary jobs connected to those showrooms?
That would be correct. We have to employ a huge range of staff, obviously, to run the two franchises, ranging from valeters up to salespeople, service technicians, service managers, service advisors, and we've a head of business appointed in both franchises as well. So, we probably expect to have in excess of 20 jobs in the next 12 to 24 months.
Okay, very exciting news, and I'm sure there'll be people keeping an ear out for that. Does it add a lot of cachet to a group such as your own, Eddie, when you manage to secure a franchise, and when you can have a broad range of franchises as well?
It does, yes. I saw that the motor industry has just changed dramatically in probably the last 10 years, especially since the introduction of electric vehicles. And I suppose some of the brands have cut back because of that on the amount of models they can supply. So hence, we have looked at this in detail and felt that, yeah, the time is right now to expand, give better choice to the public, and just have more models to offer.
And this all comes ahead, and it's nice timing that this happens this year, because you're building up to what's going to be a major year next year, your centenary, and I'm sure plans are already afoot. Maybe you're not quite at the stage where you're ordering in balloons for the showrooms, but a centenary celebration is a huge one.
It is huge. It is, yeah, something that we're very proud of. Really looking forward to 2025. It will be 100 years in business. We will be the oldest Ford dealer in the country, and I'd say you might go outside of the country, owned by the same family, same company all the way through. Incidentally, we purchased Higgins of Galway, which was Higgins Motor Park. They were appointed Ford dealers in 1912, so they would have reached the 100-year milestone in 2012. We purchased them in 2018, so we have ownership of the two oldest Ford dealerships in the country.